Srihari Das Thakur Ki Jai. Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. Glories to Srila Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Because today is the appearance day of Lord Vamandev, we're chanting a verse from the 8th canto, 22nd chapter, text 2. Sri Balir. Disappeared. Uvacha yadi uttama shloka bhavan mam eritam vacho vyalikam sura Varya manyate karomi yivritam tan na bhavet pralambanam padam tritiyam kuru Sirshni me nijam. Sri Balir Vacha Yad Yuchama Shloka Bhavan Mameritam Vacho Vyali Kam Suravarya Manyate Karom yaritam tan nabhavet pralambanam param tritiyam kuru shirshni me nijam Sri Balir Vacha Yad Yutama Shloka Bhavan Mameritam Vachovyali kam suravarya manyate. Karom yirtam tanno bhaved pralambanam. Param tritiyam kuru shirshni me nijam. Sri Balir Vacha. Yad Uttama Shloka Bhavan Mameritam Vacho Vyalikam Suravarya Manyate Karom Yuritam Tanna Bhavet Pralambanam Padam Tritiyam Kuru Shirshni Me Nijam. Okay, sorry about the technical difficulty. Sri Bali Uvacha, Bali Maharaj said, Yadi, if, Uttama Shloka, O Supreme Lord. Bhavan, your good self. Mama, my. Iritam, promise. Vachaha, words. Vyalikam, false. Surlavarya, O greatest of all suras, demigods. Manyate, you think so. Karomi, I shall make it. Ritam, truth. Tat, that. Promise. Na, not. Bhavet, will become. Pralambanam, cheating. Param, step. Tritiyam, the third. Kuru, just do it. Shishni, on the head. May, my. Nijam, your lotus feet. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation. Bali Maharaj said, O best personality of Godhead, most worshipable for all the demigods, if you think that my promise has become false, I shall certainly rectify matters to make it truthful. I cannot allow my promise to be false. Please, therefore, place your third lotus footstep on my head. Purport. Bali Maharaj could understand the pretense of Lord Vamandev, who had taken the side of the demigods and come before him as a beggar. Although the Lord's purpose was to cheat him, Bali Maharaj took pleasure in understanding how the Lord will cheat his devotee to glorify the devotee's position. It is said that God is good, and this is a fact. Whether he cheats or rewards, he is always good. Bali Maharaj therefore addressed him as Uttama Shloka. Your Lordship, he said, you are always praised with the best of selected verses. On behalf of the demigods, you disguised yourself to cheat me, saying that you wanted only three paces of land. But later you expanded your body to such an extent that with two footsteps you covered the entire universe. Because you were working on behalf of your devotees, you do not regard this as cheating. Never mind, I cannot be considered a devotee. Nonetheless, because although you are the husband of the goddess of fortune, you have come to me to beg, I must satisfy you to the best of my ability. So please do not think that I wanted to cheat you. I must fulfill my promise. I still have one possession, my body. When I place my body for your satisfaction, please put your third step on my head. Since the Lord had covered the entire universe with two steps, one might ask how Bali Maharaj's head could be sufficient for his third step. Bali Maharaj, however, thought that the possessor of wealth must be greater than the possession. Therefore, although the Lord had taken all his possessions, the head of Bali Maharaj, the possessor, would provide adequate place for the Lord's third step. Om Gyanatimarandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasudhi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. So Bali Maharaj was the commander of the Asuras, the demons. In this material world, there are always two kinds of living entities, the divine and the demoniac. And the divine living entities, they are trying to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And generally, those who are in the demoniac class, they want to deny the authority of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So there are constant struggles between the divine and the demoniac, between the devas, the demigods, and the asuras. And sometimes the asuras, they are in the dominant position, apparently, and sometimes the devas are in the dominant position. So there have been several occasions in which the asuras were able to seize control of practically the entire universe. You know, at one point, Hiranyakashipu had done that. You know, he was one of the great asuras. And his son, however, was Prahlad Maharaj, who, even though born in the family of the asuras, actually the greatest asura of the time, became a pure devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna. And this Bali Maharaj was his grandson. Prahlad Maharaj had a son named Virochana, and Bali Maharaj was the son of Prahlad's son. So apparently it wasn't a disqualification to be the commander of the asuras, even if you were the grandson of a turncoat asura, Prahlad Maharaj, who had acted on behalf of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And we'll see Bali Maharaj himself kind of carried on in that tradition. But in all of these battles between the asuras and the demigods, the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself takes a role, because ultimately he says, Parichanaya sadhunam vanashya chadushkritam dharma samstapanartaya sambhavami yuge yuge. Krishna is always monitoring the entire situation. You know, some people in this world think there are big, dark conspiracies, and they develop a kind of cosmic paranoia. But the devotees of the Lord always realize that there is the supreme power of transcendental goodness that is ultimately in control. And he appears in this world for that purpose of delivering the devotees, destroying the demoniac, upholding the principles of religion. He does this again and again and again in different forms. So it's very important for the devotees to understand these different appearances of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that's why we observe these appearance days of the various avatars, incarnations of the Lord. Janma karma chame divyam avam yoveti tyat vataha tadeham punarjanma naiti mameti sarjana. That these appearances and activities of these avatars are transcendental, they're divine, and by hearing them and understanding them and acting upon them, the devotees of the Lord, they become qualified at the end of this life to join the Lord in his Nitya Lila or eternal pastimes. So this history of Bali Maharaj goes back some time. He had at one point driven the demigods out of their residence in the heavenly planets. And that was because the demigods had created some offense against Durvasa Muni. And temporarily, you know, Bali Maharaj and the demons, the asuras, were able to take control of practically the entire universe. So the mother of the demigods, Aditi, was very sad about that. She wanted her sons to be restored to their position. So her husband, Kashyapa, said, well, the only way that that's going to happen is somehow or other, you're going to have to ask Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, to do something. So he engaged her in a sacrifice called the Payavrata sacrifice. And eventually, the Lord agreed to appear as their son. And he did that. He appeared in a, I mean, just as in the case of Vasudeva and Devaki, when Krishna first appeared as their son, he appeared in forearm form, holding conch shell, lotus, club, and chakra, and then transformed himself into an ordinary child. So it's the same case with Aditi and Kashyapa. He appeared as their son first in his forearm Vishnu form and then transformed himself into a dwarf Brahmin. And a big celebration was later held for him. All the demigods came, and afterwards, this dwarf Brahmin, Vamana, that was the name for a dwarf, Vamana. So he's a dwarf Brahmin boy. And in that form, he went to the assembly of Bali Maharaj, and he had this plan, as mentioned in today's verse. He had this plan to take all the conquests, in other words, the universe that Bali Maharaj had conquered, and give it back to the demigods, give it back to the sons of Aditi. So to do that, he had presented himself as a Brahmin. The Kshatriyas, Bali Maharaj was a Kshatriya. They're supposed to give in charity to the demigod. So he appeared as this beautiful dwarf Brahmin boy, all properly decked out in Brahminical Brahmachari attire, and very pleasantly requested Bali Maharaj, give me just 3 paces of land. Of course, Bali Maharaj had asked him, what can I do for you, my dear Brahmachari Brahmin boy? And he said, well, I don't want very much. I would just like 3 paces of land. And Bali Maharaj said, well, I could give you much more than that. Seems like very foolish of you just to request 3 paces of land. And he said, Vaman replied to him, no, if a person isn't satisfied with whatever little bit, you know, Krishna provides, God provides, then he won't be satisfied with anything. You know, so many great kings have conquered huge kingdoms, even up to the 3 worlds, and they're not satisfied. So, I mean, this is a quality of a Brahmin, to be satisfied with whatever is provided to the Brahmin. And also, Vamandev was kind of flattering Bali Maharaj. You come from such a great line of powerful kings and powerful warriors like Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu. Said, like Hiranyaksha, of course, he got killed by Varaha, but he put up a good fight. that's why Varaha became glorified. If he'd just been some insignificant person, then what's the big deal of defeating him? But Varaha is honored because he triumphed over Hiranyaksha, who was such a great warrior and strong fighter. And then there was Hiranyakashipu. Of course, Lord Nrisimhadev killed him, but he put up a good fight too. He was very, he wanted revenge because Vishnu had killed his brother Hiranyaksha. So he was looking everywhere for Vishnu, but he couldn't find him. He kept chasing him all over the universe. And then Vaman said, finally, to get away from Hiranyakashipu, Vishnu decided to enter within his heart and hide there. So Vaman described how Hiranyakashipu kept running around the universe screaming, where is this Vishnu? Where is he? Vishnu played a trick on him but he was another great predecessor of yours. So in that way, in different ways, Vamandev convinced Bali Maharaj to grant his request for 3 paces of land. Of course, Bali Maharaj had a spiritual master, Shukracharya. And Shukracharya was not a pure devotee guru. He was more or less a family priest of Bali Maharaj. And it's stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam that generally a Brahmin does not like to take the position of priest, because then you become obliged to the person or family you're being a priest for. you're maintained by them. So Shukracharya, we could say, was sort of motivated. He was worried. Okay, now Bali Maharaj has made this promise to this Brahmin boy who is actually Vishnu in disguise, and Vishnu's actually cheating him and is going to take everything away from him, and then he won't have any money, he won't have any wealth, and I'm depending upon him to be giving me dakshin, you know, for the sacrifices and different performances I do for him. So how are things going to go on? But he presented it to his disciple, Bali Maharaj, that he would, he should understand that, okay, you've made this promise. Bali Maharaj was telling Shukracharya, but I promised him. He's a Brahmin. I promised him. How can I go back on my promise? And Shukracharya said, did you say Om when you made this promise? Because if you didn't, it's not an actual truthful promise and you can break it. And he gave him other examples where in Shastra it's stated that it's okay to lie in certain circumstances, like to save the life of somebody, to protect yourself, you can tell a lie. But Bali Maharaj wouldn't have it. And he actually understood it was Vishnu coming before him. You know, Srila Prabhupada explains in one purport that it was sort of like a joke, because Bali Maharaj told Shukracharya, okay, he's coming to me in disguise, I know it, but, you know, it's just all the more reason for me to give what I promised to give him. So he stuck with his promise, and that's why he's considered such a great devotee of the Lord, that he was willing to give everything to Krishna. Krishna is sometimes called by the name Hari, and Hari means one who takes everything away, one who takes. You know, there's one verse from that explains Harishyetad Dhanam Chanai. If I'm merciful to someone, I take away gradually all their opulences. So Bali Maharaj was prepared to give everything to Lord Vishnu, Lord Krishna, in the form of Vamandev. So Vamandev began to take the three steps. So in his first step, he expanded himself into his universal form. You know, there are many descriptions of universal forms in the Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. You know, there's the universal form that Krishna displayed to Arjuna. There's the universal form Krishna displayed to Yashoda. And here, Vamandev is displaying his universal form to Bali Maharaj and his associates. So in his first step, he expands himself over the three planetary systems. And with his second step, he penetrated the higher material planets, and his toe actually broke through the shells of the universe, allowing some of the causal ocean to flow into this universe as in the form of the river Ganges. So so with two steps, he had taken everything. And therefore, Bali Maharaj wasn't able to fulfill his promise. He couldn't fulfill his promise. So Krishna arrested him. And he was... and then his followers became very angry that he'd been arrested, and they, although Bali Maharaj was telling him, no, don't do anything, you know, they attacked, and they were driven by the demigods down into the lower planetary systems. Then Bali Maharaj said to Vamadeva, okay, I wasn't able to fulfill my promise, therefore you've arrested me, but actually there is a place where you can put your third step, and that is upon my head. So that was, you know, the topic of today's verse that we recited. So he considered that if I was the possessor of all of these things, then my body will be an adequate place for the Lord to place his third step. And that was done. Prahlad Maharaj and Bali's wife, Vindhyavali, made a petition to Lord Vishnu. And Vishnu agreed that he would protect Bali Maharaj, gave him a place in one of the subterranean heavenly planets, Sutala, and agreed to stay with him there and protect him, be his doorman, basically. So we just see the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and his sublime relationships with his devotees. Even if born in the families of the asuras, and even if they act for the benefit of the asuras at times, they can still become great devotees of the Lord. Many of us were not born in devotee families, but we've surrendered our lives to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Srila Vamadeva Ki Jai. Any further glorification of Lord Vamadeva? Yes.
Of the soul, because all souls are constitutionally devotees of Krishna.
Yeah, Jivara Sarupahoi Krishnara Nityadas, the eternal constitutional position of every soul is servant of Krishna. That is the identity. But some souls are at the present moment acting in another another way. You know, they're acting not for the pleasure of Krishna, but for their own independent, selfish pleasure. And that can be done in two ways. One, in which one acts to satisfy one's material desires, but does it in such a way that's allowed by Krishna. And that is purifying and takes one back towards the goal of entering the eternal association of the Lord in the spiritual world. But there's another type of person, another type of soul in this material world who acts to satisfy their own pleasure in a way that goes against the directions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And they either try to deny the existence of the Supreme Lord, or they act in hostility towards the Supreme Lord. And their path takes them in another direction. But at any point, you know, they can turn and either by Krishna's mercy or by the mercy of a devotee, they can turn as Bali Maharaj did, or Prahlad Maharaj did, or so many other asuras have done. So ultimately, everyone is, you know, Mamaivam so Jivaloke, Jiva Bhuta Sanatana, Krishna says in the Gita. Everyone is part of me. All souls, they're part of me. But some of them are forgetful of that, and others are trying to remember it. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.